This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
What's going on, all you Basketball Wives junkies? We are back. Bing is for doing, and we're back doing another Basketball Wives LA After Show. It is, of course, the finale of Season 2 and also Part 1 of the reunion special. So we have a lot to talk about today. As always, I am your host, Rebecca Prince, and I am joined by three very lovely ladies who I will let introduce themselves.
I am Miss Fallon. You guys know me as, I guess, Fallon Mercedes.
She's Miss Fallon tonight.
If that's what nasty. You said in the studio. If you're nasty, you know it. Miss Fallon. Where's the tartar sauce?
We're going to have the tartar sauce.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Lauren. I just had a moment. My name is Lauren Turner. Thank you guys for joining us again.
And I'll introduce our special guest, Jasenia Velasquez, who you might have seen on ABDC. She toured with Cirque du Soleil, and she has a new class, Stiletto Fitness, something like that. Is that true? Is that what you do?
Yes. You are also my partner.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I know, like, we've seen Basketball Wives, we've seen Drea, you know, doing all that sexy dancing, and we came up with this class ourselves. If you're in LA and you want to see some basketball moves / stripper moves, hey.
And they're good at it for sure. You guys are amazing.
She's seen some of it, but
yeah. Basketball moves and stripper moves, I don't even know what that means. But you
special.
Know Basketball Wives LA is always full of lots of confusion. Who's friends? Who's not friends? Who's getting along? Who wants to slap each other? Today was kind of no different. The ladies, you know, wrapped up the season in New Orleans, continuing their little trip, which was supposed to bring them together and help reunite and give back and do something good for the community. But it just seems like everybody is bickering and sort of splintering off the more this trip goes on. We first see the ladies on this episode. You know, Drea's recovering from her wild night out on Bourbon Street. She has a hangover.
Can you say something? I understand Drea. I understand, like, people might want to see her boobs or, you know, her butt. But there were some people that should not have been mooning or flashing anything. And
thank you, Jackie.
Yes, exactly. And that was the person I was thinking
of.
It
was
Jackie.
All in good fun. Why not?
I mean, I've never been to New Orleans. I certainly hope when I do go that someone flashes me. But if it's Jackie, I will pass.
You're not going to throw the beads to Jackie?
No. I'm good. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Her outfits, she's always just a little off, you know?
You know, when I was watching them, I was like, okay, Drea, I could see that. Okay, you know, Brooke. But when Jackie got up there, I was just like, no, this is like, that's like your mom drunk and go crazy. I'm not for it.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. But so, you know, clearly they had a super wonderful night and Drea was feeling the effects the next day and she decided she was going to dip out of the group activities and just rest in bed while the ladies went and took a nice cooking class in New Orleans because, of course, they're known for their nice southern cuisine. And that's kind of, you know, you think everything's going to go smoothly since Drea's removed herself from the situation and her and Brooke have that tension going on. But it wouldn't be Basketball Wives LA without Jackie, you know, getting emotional and causing some drama. And, of course, on this episode, we finally see her get the news that Laura has sat down and spoken with her daughter, Chantel, even though that was several episodes ago. Mm-hmm. And she's really upset. She's visibly upset, and she decides that she can't not address the situation when it happened. And so she pulls Laura. Well, the ladies are all sitting down waiting for the fruits of their labor.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pulls her aside to sort of address the issue, and you actually see a real... Well, it seems like a real genuine moment from the two of them where Laura does kind of open up and admit she had bad intentions, but that she, you know, the whole interaction changed her and she realized how hurt her daughter was and that she was coming from a bad place and she didn't want to be that evil anymore, which I'm glad that something sort of opened her eyes, you know?
To me, I'm just confused about this because we see her sit down with her daughter and like you said, you know, she went to her having bad intentions, but she still acted or her behavior towards Jackie was still bad. She never, like, even on the reunion today, we've seen her still have this ill will towards Jackie. And it's just, if you learn something, then why are you continuing doing the same things that you were doing?
Because she's not friends. They're not friends. She never admitted that they were friends. She said it in the reunion as well. So it's like...
And she was genuinely hurt, I think. And like we've said constantly every week, when you're that hurt, people deal with it different ways. And I believe that, you know, I do agree that they're not besties or anything like that.
But they are friends. Even Gloria said it. They've been friends for over 10 years. Both of their husbands or boyfriends, whatever you want to call them, have been in the league. They have been friends before this show. So to me, it's just like, I don't know if they're just trying to get more airtime with the sparkles on the face and everything else that's going on. But to me, I just... If you are so touched by the story of this daughter being hurt and...
But it was brought back up at the reunion. Like, if someone's boiling up something that you've pushed aside and, like, I do believe, and I was waiting for that moment for Laura to be genuine because we've heard her say, you know, oh, I had an epiphany and then all of a sudden I'm okay with Jackie now after talking to the daughter. But for them to actually really talk face to face and then everything's fine, then you go to the reunion, it's being brought up again. Of course you're going to have feelings again, you know?
Well, and even, you know, before the reunion got underway, when they're sort of at that final dinner that Malaysia's bringing everybody to bring them back together, you would think, you know, Jackie really...
That was emotional.
And, you know, she's emotional. Yeah. We know. You never know if it's 100% genuine or if it's, you know, just theatrics, but she does.
It was alcohol.
She broke down. She said it wasn't, but I agree. You know, she broke down and she's really crying in front of the whole table and addressing what happened. And, I mean, I have to say I agree with Drea. Laura is just kind of sitting there with her squinty eyes, like, nodding her head. So, and I don't know, maybe Laura did respond and the producers just didn't feel they needed to include it. But, like, I would have liked to hear, like, even though the two of them did clear it up earlier in the episode together, I would have liked to hear Laura at least acknowledge it in front of the whole group, since everybody else was seeming to take the time to try and clear the air, even though
It didn't work.
I mean,
did we see a reaction from Gloria? I don't know if they showed that. I didn't see one because Laura obviously didn't have a reaction.
They both were kind of similar.
Yeah, I mean, I think neither of them. And when they spoke separately, you know, it was just all the ladies were around and Laura asked if they would leave the table so her and Jackie could talk privately. So I don't know if it was more so she didn't want to bring everybody into it. But I guess, you know, at that point when Jackie opens the floodgates, you might as well just address it in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this New Orleans trip, it brought up issues for everybody. Brooke and Drea can't seem to get past this King magazine issue, which...
You're going to be happy for me that I was on King, damn it.
Shoot, I feel like Brooke is beating a dead horse at this point. It's been how many episodes that you're complaining about the same thing? And maybe Drea didn't handle it the best way. Fine, but she's like at least acknowledged it and own up to it. And now Brooke is being sneaky and trying to go behind her back and say, well, she wasn't really sick and at home. She was working. We saw her manager. And, you know, then Gloria calls up her manager to see what radio show she was doing. It is a little juvenile. You know what I mean?
That's like doing the most.
Yeah. If Drea says she's sick and she doesn't want to be around y'all for whatever reason and she goes to work, why are you worried about the check she's getting?
Yeah.
You know, why weren't you guys excited for her that she did a radio show and she was feeling better as opposed to, you know... Trying to tear into her.
Did see excitement when she first got the call.
Mm-hmm.
Until they played it back.
Yeah.
Until she got thrown under the bus. Yeah. And of course, anybody's going to stand up for themselves if you're there and they're actually talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for her to for the guy to bring her up.
Yeah, she touched on that in the reunion.
One situation that I just personally don't understand, and that's the other confrontation that went down at the table, and that was between Bambi and Gloria. I still don't understand it. Like, when we interviewed Gloria on the show, Bambi on the show, she seems so down to earth, and like, she just seemed like she's the new girl, but like, she's cool, she's not like everybody else. And then, I don't know if a switch just flipped in her head or something, but she turned crazy.
Well, last week when the ladies all went to get their hair and makeup done for Laura's birthday and her and Gloria and Bambi had that bad interaction, and then I think it just kind of, you know, continued to escalate at that point. You know, I feel like, you know, her Malaysia and Bambi are very cool with Drea. They're the ones that sort of came back after the group went cooking and gave her the tea and let her know what happened while it was down. And then they said they'd come back later and check on her. You didn't see any of the other ladies do it. And then I think when, you know, like Brooke is being so confrontational with Drea already, and then Gloria's kind of getting in the mix that, like, oh, yeah, let me call your manager and see if he could book us on that same radio show. When you know you're doing that with... You have bad intentions. You're trying to blow up her spot. You're trying to make it look like she's ditching the group to do her own thing, mm-hmm. which is cool. I mean, she did, so she's guilty, but it wasn't really her place to get in there and stir the pot, and I think that's what Bambi, like, was like, listen, like, you're fake, and I'm going to shut you down. So they're going to fight on the bus, and then they're going to fight at dinner, and they're
going to
fight on the reunion.
Compton.
But it seemed to me fine. You know, you have a problem. I could kind of understand that, but I don't understand where she is bringing up her, you know, blazing the trail and sleeping with different rappers. I felt like that was just a little too...
I'm happy that she did address the fact that it was, you know, uncouth to bring up all of that just because you're mad at someone.
No, like, but then, so on the reunion, she did bring it up again, said, you know, she said that she shouldn't have done that. But then she kept on digging at it. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that she slept with more than one rapper and using their sweaters. Like, and
she was busting it open for hoodies.
Just brought it to a whole nother level. So obviously, you are not sincerely sorry. And I give it to Gloria, you know, as a married woman now, she, you know, was able to realize I don't need to open up that blaze trail again.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I'm married now. I'm not going to go down that path again. And you can say what you want. I'm happy that she didn't, you know, dive in and put more fuel on
the
fire.
Grab that.
Yeah.
Listen, she's guilty. It's common knowledge.
Yeah, but we all know that. But I just feel like, who is Bambi to sit there and say, oh, you've done this? You're accepting gifts from some guy saying that you're not doing things, but we don't know of, but you don't like your spot being blown
up. That's the thing I think that where we disagree is because she doesn't care about her spot being blown up. And that's what she said. She would respect her more if she, you know, if if she was real. If you're a hoe all the time, own your hoeness.
But you know? Like Gloria never disagreed or said anything.
Right. And when Gloria was here last week, I mean, we brought that up to her as well. I don't think she said it was a lie. She never said it was a lie. We were more so saying it was a lie, and she was kind of like, you know, the same thing. I'm a married woman now. I don't want to go down that path anymore. She's don't need to go to my past. It's my past.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get it, but I feel like if someone is meeting you and you're only putting on this one face, it is being fake.
No, not really. She admitted that she had her moments of blazing the trail and being.
But I think it's more than just that situation. Throughout the whole season, Gloria does. She picks and chooses when she wants to come in. And granted, she feels she's responsible for the show, and it's her and her sister, and that's the whole reason the spinoff happened, which is true. She was on the Miami cast. She moved to L.A. Mm-hmm. You got the spinoff. Your sister slept with Shaq. With Shawnee's husband, she got all the spinoff.
But would any of us actually say, like, you know what? You're right. I'm a whore. Thanks for bringing that up. Who's going
to
do that?
You know really? What? I'll say this. I give it to Gloria this season. I feel like the reason why she hasn't got a lot of airtime is because she is doing more valuable things with her life. She is getting roles. She is, you know, auditioning for different
working
gigs.
On her book.
She's getting married. She just came out with a book. So it's just nice to see somebody do something more positive on the show.
It. I agree with you on that.
With this limelight that she has. And, you know, if she leaves the show.
What happens behind closed doors has nothing to do with her as a person. Like, I just really hate doing that to people, like putting them under the bus just because you're mad. So, Bambi, you're mad at Gloria for whatever reason. So now you're going to throw her under the bus. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah,
sorry.
But that's what girls do. Let's
be
honest.
Well, I know. So that's why I'm saying, platform, that as a woman, you don't do that. Simple as that. You just don't.
But in all fairness, a lot of these women on the show, they're on the show because of basketball.
Yeah,
and you know, if Gloria's coming at Bambi, like, I don't even.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
And understand why you're on the show. You're not a wife. You're not this. You're not that.
I'm still a little confused.
Yeah, but she came on, and when we talked to Bambi on the show, she came on as Malaysia's friend. She wasn't trying to parade herself off as someone's girlfriend or this or that.
That's true.
She came on as Malaysia's friend. So if you're complaining that you're on the show and you're not a basketball wife, I think it's pretty hypocritical when you are an actual basketball wife, yet you don't show anything of your relationship. That's weird.
They just need to change the name.
You get married, you get elope and marry your basketball playing boyfriend, and the audience doesn't see it. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Why do you want to hear about it on TMZ and not watch it on the show? Yeah. You know, like, that's the kind of crazy stuff.
I think she just fell out of love with being on this show. She did not.
Definitely.
She doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
I think, as we've seen, as the different seasons have unraveled, it's hurt her relationship, and that's why she's trying to get away from it. And I don't think she's going to return. She kind of hinted to it for next season.
She's not. She got fired.
She more than hinted.
She got fired. Is that what it was?
She got fired.
She told her. I mean, and that probably had a lot to do with eloping.
It did.
Obviously, you know, she didn't tell the producers. She admitted that the producers were definitely upset with her for doing that.
Each one don't play that.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll be better for her and her relationship that she's no longer going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Her or Laura. So.
Speaking of Gloria, we had her on last week's show, and, you know, I had a great time. You had a great time.
Yes.
But, you know, we did get some comments. Some backlash that we didn't give it to her hard enough when she was on the show.
Well, you guys do sound like her biggest cheerleaders today.
I was telling you, we have spent so much time with Gloria in the past week since we went to her house. We had her here. We went to a toy drive with her. We went to an award show. Like, we have gotten to know this woman. It's just crazy how it's been happening. It's very random. But even more now, I stick up for her. I feel like because we've had the opportunity to be with her and Laura, and I actually just love Gloria to death. Like, I think she's great. And we've never talked bad about her before she came in. So why would we talk bad about her in her face? Like, I don't understand that.
I feel like she's actually fairly smart just by seeing what the small part that I did see.
Right.
Because looking at the
voice of God.
Well, yeah, it's the booth. But look at the situation, how she didn't want to have her wedding shown on the show, and she's trying to avoid being on the show too much. I mean, if you are going to be moving into other paths in your career and things like that, it's not the best to be give your soul to the producers to edit however they wish. If she needs her image to be preserved in a certain way, she needs to have it
kept that way. Maybe you should
tell
that to Evelyn Lozada, because she's done just fine using this as a platform for herself.
And that's why her marriage only lasted two weeks.
That was a different situation.
and her spinoff got canceled because of it. But I think it's
that's because she got headbutted.
But I honestly think that situation escalated because of the position that she's in. And I think that whole relationship was not genuine. You know, there was definitely ulterior motives in that situation.
It was a Twitter romance.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you meet people on social media. Like, let's be serious.
But you guys out there, you know, tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. We'd love to hear your comments, what you have to say, your thoughts, even, you know, about what we're saying. You can call in also. It's 818-423-2444. I don't know. What's the number? I forget.
424-256-1729.
One more time.
I just made that up.
424-256-1729.
That's it right there. But give us a call. I usually have it written down.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't even know it at all. But anyway, so yeah, definitely would love a caller. We had so many tweets and comments on our YouTube and AfterBuzz video from
last week. We had a caller that was great. That was one of Gloria's fans.
One of Gloria's fans.
From overseas. That was good.
And I mean, for the most part, you know, I love the opinions that everyone has on the show and even on our after show. But again, this is a platform for you. You have a voice. You can call us. You can comment. So do it.
Look at Justenia over there. You look like you are in deep thought.
What do you think? What's going on?
I'm just listening to you guys.
What did you think of today's episode?
Well, from what we saw and then the reunion,
Are you watching next season, do you think?
I want to see who's coming back and who's not. Mm-hmm. I kind of do want to see that, but aside from that, it's...
Do you guys want to talk about the reunion a little bit more? Because Bambi was looking kind of fancy.
Oh, my God.
that was Rebecca's favorite part, right?
Listen, I could not really focus on that reunion because Bambi looked like RuPaul to me. Like, I was like, wait, did RuPaul come on the show all of a sudden? Like, what is going on? She's wearing this crazy blonde wig or weave that just, I don't know how her hairdresser let her leave the salon looking like that because I was embarrassed for her. And then she's wearing, like, a Little Mermaid dress or... Yeah, is that what you earn? Ursula? Sea witch dress? I don't even know.
It definitely looked like it was like an under-the-sea type of thing.
Can we talk about Jackie's outfit? And I think that was Justenia's favorite outfit. What was she wearing? What was Jackie wearing, Justenia?
She was coming out in the Matrix.
Neo.
The Matrix.
I was literally ready for her to open up her jacket dress like she did when she was trying to imitate Drea that time and prance around her Spanx again. I was like, what is going on? Has this woman learned nothing from watching the show's back? Like, come on, Jackie. Please, get it together.
Someone on Twitter put, is Bambi related to Bucky? Who is Bucky?
Oh, she was
from Flavor of Love.
Yeah, that was funny. You guys out there, you know, listening on iTunes or watching live, please comment. Let us know of your thoughts today.
It was
just the reunion in general, the episode in general. Did you like Jackie's outfit? What did you think of Bambi's new hair?
It was just so funny because, like, you see, you know, there's four ladies on one side and three on the other. And for the most part, you know, Laura, Malaysia, Gloria, and Drea.
They looked good.
They looked nice. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has their boobs out. I didn't know if any of these ladies even owned bras. I was like, wait, does anyone have a bra on here? And that half looked okay. And then you went across and you see Bambi, who just looks crazy. And then you see Jackie, who looks crazy.
They did that on purpose.
Brooke looked nice.
She looked okay.
Yeah. You know, she definitely looked the best
out of those
three. The most well-kept out of that side of the table.
Tea. Malaysia was wearing a... What did you say?
I'm sorry. I just missed
She's
that.
She's going to a tea party.
Malaysia was wearing a Badgley Mischka dress. And she put that on Twitter just now. I liked Malaysia's dress.
Yeah, she looked nice. I mean, the ladies all look very dressed up. But of course, you know, if you watch the show and you see how they go to lunch in the middle of the day, you wouldn't expect anything different.
Have we seen Madonna on this episode?
Yeah, Drea was channeling Madonna.
And Jackie in her kimono.
It was... The fashion on Basketball Wives is such a hot mess.
What do you guys think about Laura kind of grabbing her ring off and saying, like, I could buy your house with this ring? Like, what did you guys think about that? Who was she talking to when she said that?
She was talking to Jackie.
To Jackie. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, she was saying that because Jackie.
Plain and simple.
She was saying that because Jackie, like she was saying, I think on the episode, that she spent a lot of Doug's money giving away to charities and different things like that. So when he retired, you know, he doesn't have as much money. So I think Laura was trying to throw it in her face, like, oh, you need money, you need a house, look at this ring, which, you know, she was just trying to throw under the bus.
And, you know, her fiance, Gilbert Arenas, her husband, whatever the title is, he gave her that ring, and it's supposedly worth $1 million. And the one thing about Gilbert is he did make a lot of money in his career, but he's also really reckless with his money. Like, he, in their house outside of D.C. when he was playing for the Wizards, he spent $4 million on his pool.
Like, oh, I heard about that.
On your pool. He's trying to sell the house. Like, you spent all this money on your pool. And like, you're not going to play forever. Like, I think this last season that he got picked up, like, he made, like, $800,000. So when you go from getting, like, a $50 million contract to $800,000, like, you better start thinking about, like, spending $1 million on rings and $4 million on pools, because pretty soon Laura's going to be in the same position Jackie and Doug are in, and they're going to be like, and Gilbert's not a smart man, so... Yeah, he's not going to be able to talk on TV for a living.
$50 million pools are bust.
Yeah. It's very bad.
I think so.
But the reunion was kind of interesting. I mean, I felt like for the first time on this reunion, John Sally was kind of like going in on the ladies a little bit. And I liked it.
You know what? So agree with you. He really studied this season. I was very surprised. Yeah. He knew what was going on. He broke it down. I'm just like, let me find out. He really watches some Basketball Lives.
No, he probably did because the last reunion, I didn't really like him at all as a host. I was like, why would they have him do? He doesn't know what he's talking about. But this season, I was laughing with him. Yeah, I think that was probably the deal was like, you really got to study these girls and not rely on the ear prompter and teleprompter and know what you're talking about.
And so. I think also, you know, the one thing that Brooke does bring to the table is a whole lot of TNA, and clearly John's old pervy ass appreciated that. So, you know.
I can't blame him because I was blinded by all these boobies myself.
Yes.
Like, every girl up there had a rack out except Gloria. For the most part.
Yeah. And Brooke, I mean, Brooke.
She was covered up. But you can't hide.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Those big
things. Brooks were technically covered, but like the mountainous region was still very visible.
I found it very funny when he said, everybody was saying the angrier she got, the bigger her boobs and her butt got. I was just like, this
like
guy
a superhero.
It's true. It's because like every time she does get really amped up, you saw it in the fight with Jackie, she gets up and she gets very, I mean, I don't know how tall she is in person, but she looks tall and she's a bigger girl. Like, especially when you see her like towering over Drea, who's like, this big, you know what I mean?
Drea's like, don't hurt me.
Yeah, like Drea's like the little mouse, and you've got like an elephant walking on top of you. And I don't mean that because of her weight, right, but that's just, you know, size wise. Yeah.
And we should have had a sound effect. Oh, snap.
And it was just, crazy. And she does it. She did it on the bus when she was yelling at Drea again, and then she did it at the table at end when she was yelling at Drea.
She needs a sound effect for getting up because it's like, it's a whole motion. She's like, what? And then, oh gosh, I would be so afraid to fight her.
I would too. I mean, especially because she, which we'll talk about a little more in news and gossip, but she finally addresses like the fight in a recent interview with Jackie and explains what happened. So we'll give you that little tidbit later. But I also thought my issue with the reunion, besides the attire, well, I thought it was funny that John like called Jackie out about recording her single, which we played here. And
I
don't think it's good.
Right,
it's not on my iTunes.
I think I can do better than Jackie.
Yeah, and then he asked the ladies, he has Bambi and Jackie to freestyle, and both of them stand up and recite a verse from both of their pre-written songs on a beat. That is not freestyling. That's not. No, freestyle is you just make something up off the top of your head. Like, and I don't know if these ladies aren't smart enough to do that or what, but it was an epic fail for me.
I just feel like, you know.
And you're from New York, so I can see why you would be mad. A little upset.
I was like, I was upset too because
if they went to Hot 97 and put them in the booth, like, you can't do that.
Exactly. No, I was upset too because my mic checks are real freestyles. You guys should have heard me.
No, her mic checks are freestyles. You should do a quick freestyle right now.
After Buzz TV with my crew on live TV, what you gonna do?
Keep going. And let me tell you, what Fallon just did was 100,000 times better than both of those
ladies.
Yes,
it was. Okay, thank you. That's enough.
I love
no, it's Rebecca's turn. It's
I am not freestyling. Thank you. I'm going to keep my day job.
We are having too much fun on here. You guys need to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 424-256-1729.
There you
Bam!
Go.
I got the number right.
Call in, a little freestyle, and battle it out with Fallon.
So what else notable happened on this reunion besides bad clothes, whack freestyle?
Drea's apology to Brooke.
I feel like it's
pretty genuine this time. Finally, it was actually genuine. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I think Drea has been genuine the whole time, but I really feel like Brooke was, like, blinded from a place of anger or whatever, that she literally couldn't hear what she was saying. And the only reason why she kept getting more angry is because I think Drea kept trying to explain herself more, and it wasn't helping any, even though that's what her intention was. Like, and I, you know, Drea, I think, acknowledged that what she said didn't come off the right way. But, I mean, I think she, you know, we did. We saw the clip. When the call came in, she was excited. She clapped. She tried to order shots. And then, you know, that editor kind of did take away her moment because he did start talking smack about Drea. And granted, he didn't know that she was sitting at the table with Brooke. But it was unprofessional. And that is kind of what started everything, because then it's Drea's attitude changed as, I can't be happy for her because you're talking smack about me. Yeah.
And we seen him, you know, he came on again and, you know, again was throwing her under the bus saying, oh, but Drea didn't show up to the shoot. And it's just like,
he stole
her moment.
He was butthurt, as Spicy would say if she was here. He was butthurt. And that just means that, he was upset about Drea not doing it. And unfortunately, kind of helped ruin the whole friendship between Drea and Brooke, and then also took away from Brooke's success, you know. But she didn't really seem to care about that part, which was interesting.
I think Drea, I think it was great that she apologized, but I feel like, why couldn't she come to that assumption earlier on? You know, sometimes we have to put our egos aside, and that's something that she was just trying to hold on to. And it's crazy because she almost got beat up because of it, and you could see her scared every time, you
but
know.
But like Rebecca was saying, it's like she did apologize, but then her trying to make an explanation.
It wasn't a sincere apology.
I do think it was sincere. I just don't think it was.
The first apology you think was a sincere one?
I understand where Drea was coming from. Yes, I understand she was excited for Brooke, but no, she's not going to be like, you know, if someone goes out for something that you're doing the same thing and whatever the situation happened and she leaves because she's under the impression she's going to be the only one there shooting, whatever. She wasn't not happy that she didn't get the cover, but it wasn't her. So it's like, it's not her moment. What do you want her to do? And that's what she said. Yeah. I'm happy for you. I'm not happy for me. And it's not because it doesn't come out right, but it has nothing to do with the fact she got the cover. It's like Brooke is taking it as like the situation changed because this man was talking crap about her. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with Brooke's cover. He did take away her shine.
Honestly, where everything kind of started was when the shoot was going on. Yeah. That she walked out and didn't say hello, didn't say anything. Okay, she was angry. It was supposed to be a close set.
She thought she was Jennifer Lopez.
Whatever.
Close set.
But it started off there. And of course, I would feel a certain way, like, oh, my girl just came in and she just walked out. Didn't say what's up. Didn't say. She said a human was sitting there.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. A human?
I get where she was trying to go with that, but it was just so, in a way, disrespectful.
Like, it wasn't, she didn't realize it was Brooke. She didn't pay attention. She just knew that she was supposed to be the first girl there. She saw someone else, and she dipped. And she admitted she was wrong, finally, and maybe she needed to watch the episode
in
the season,
herself,
you know, to see that she was acting like, you know, a diva, and she was acting crazy. But, like, I do think that she was genuinely happy that Brooke got the cover. I just think the whole situation was messy because of all the miscommunication. And then she's trying to explain herself as to why she's happy for you, but it's not what you want to hear. So you just keep getting more and more angry at her. Like, mm-hmm. And that's what she's like, I'm done talking about it, because it's really true. Everything she said, no matter what it was, Brooke was always yelling at her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like Brooke was never listening to what she was saying. She just had a rebuttal for it. You know what I mean?
She was expecting a sorry and something. She should have just wrote something for her to recite.
Exactly.
Handed to her. Please read this off.
Yeah. On the reunion, I feel like the apology was finally sincere, but it just sucks that it took so many episodes to get to this place of sincerity.
I blame Brooke for that, because Brooke was the one who just couldn't let it go. Sometimes you just have to agree to disagree. And if you feel like your friend isn't being there for you and isn't being genuine and isn't being your biggest cheerleader, fine, you're entitled to feel that way. But you can't change somebody else's actions, and you can't force a reaction that you want to get.
Like, I so agree.
Drea's her own person. She may not be right all the time. Her head may be too big to walk through the door sometimes, but like, she is her own person. She's going to have her own opinion on it. And she didn't do the shoot. She didn't get the cover. So she's not excited for herself. She's happy for you.
Yeah. And there's so many other cast members on the episode that were in her corner that were genuinely happy that she got the shoot. So why not gravitate to the people who are cheering you on than the one that you feel like isn't?
And why is Brooke why are you giving Drea so much power in this situation? Like, own it. Like, you got the cover. You're 40. You got 3 kids. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, good for you. You should feel great. You shouldn't even be letting what Drea says influence how you're feeling about, you know, getting this cover. That's what I didn't get. It's like, you're the one making it about her as opposed to celebrating yourself, making it about yourself, you know?
Definitely some control issues there.
Yeah,
something deeper going on.
I think Brooke probably was like, listen, you know, she's older. She's been in the business for a while. We've seen her on different reality shows where she talks about being, you know, eye candy or candy girls. That's whatever the show was that was on E! About being a video model. So it's like, you know, maybe she feels that Drea should have more respect. I mean, I don't even want to say for her elders, but like, you know, maybe she feels
this video game is serious. This video modeling, I need respect. I've been in this game for 10 plus years.
But I mean, you know, sometimes, and it's true, sometimes you feel like people have to pay their dues.
I agree.
And it is,
what is this world coming to? You have to pay your dues in the video modeling game.
I mean, it's still a career. It's not like they're prostituting, so.
And even if they are, they're paying their bills.
She's doing her thing, so I don't want to take away from that. I mean, it is, obviously, Brooke has made a career, a lucrative career out of it, so, you know, I get where she's coming from, like, I do. Kind of respecting your elders.
You know how they used to have charm school on VH1? I wonder if they'll do like a Basketball Wives charm school.
They need that.
I would love to see some discipline. Yes.
Like Evelyn, Tammy, Brooke can get on there.
Jackie needs someone to wear pants.
Or they should do like, what was that? Celebrity death match where they like claymation would fight each other.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Falling.
That would be good too, because then like at least you could square off with a person of equal size and y'all could just go to town on each other.
That would be funny.
Now the other big thing about the reunion, which we all noticed, is Malaysia appears to have got her teeth fixed.
Oh, I spotted it out.
Yes, Fallon did.
Because, you know, we were talking about the whole what was it? There was a spoof. We seen it last week. And Malaysia, you know, they were making fun of her teeth and her high-pitched voice. And as the reunion came on, I'm looking at her mouth and I'm like, wait, something looks different. Her voice doesn't seem as high. And I'm like, she got her teeth fixed.
Yes, and she downsized her veneers and it looks much better.
So much better. I feel like I can hear her now.
Her voice is better. She was already beautiful, but now it's not taking away from her beauty.
Like, that's not the first thing.
What?
did that say?
Is Austin Power?
What did that say?
I don't even
you
know.
You are so incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of bad teeth.
Right?
But yeah.
I'm happy she fixed her teeth because now they look like they fit in her mouth, and that's important.
Because that's the first thing you notice.
Yeah. Such a beautiful girl. Just had a bad mouth job.
Yeah. And I'm like really mad at Malaysia because if Malaysia is such a good friend, like she comes off as
I know
on the
she's
show.
She's always sticking up. She's like, she did, you guys. Stop.
She would not let Bambi go out like that. That's all I'm saying.
She probably didn't see her until they got on the
stage. All the ladies are always backstage together getting their hair and makeup done.
I was just like, didn't anybody tell her?
I feel like the screen, we were watching a really big screen.
It's not the screen.
No, because like everyone was talking about it online.
I wish we had wigs. I would go put on a
blonde
wig.
No, you guys next week, I'm telling you, you guys dress up as a basketball wife.
I don't have big enough boobs to pretend to be any of these ladies. Like, let's be honest.
We'll stuff your bra.
I have to wear a bra to make my boobs look big, and these ladies just have it all hanging out.
No,
like,
actually,
hey, y'all.
If we come in next week for the second part of this reunion, we'll have to wear no bras. Because it seems like
that's
nobody
fine for
but
me.
Jackie
I never wear bras. I don't have boobs.
Oh, at least goodness. Me and Lauren are in this together.
Air high five on that.
I'm sorry. I need to push mine up, but
oh, thanks for rubbing it in.
And so what else? How did it kind of end the show? Besides the reunion, you know, it was funny because they called it the Jackie liked to call it the Jackie show. And,
yeah. And then
Drea chimed in like, no, it's Drea Mondays. Hello. And then Gloria just needed to set everybody straight by saying, the only reason we got this spinoff is because of me.
But you know what? It's true. The only reason why they had the spinoff was because of Gloria. And, you know, none of the girls can really argue with that.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But this show is not about her because she was barely on it this season.
Yeah, not this season. It's definitely not about her, but it started because of her.
Even this season, Jackie's narrating the whole thing, so it kind of is the Jackie show because it's whoever the narrator is. You know, it's like Voice of God, Shawnee O'Neal in Miami, you
That's
know?
True.
Hello,
that's a good
my
point.
Children.
We have our own Voice of God.
There you are.
Overall, I mean, it was kind of a boring part one of a reunion. I would have liked a little more spark and action between the ladies because, you know.
Did anybody cry yet?
No.
See, if Evelyn was on this reunion, there would have been some tears.
There would have been some fighting.
Don't they know fighting. That tears are a woman's most effective?
How are you finding all of these?
So fast.
God, okay, so you are amazing.
Ladies, overall, we have been in the studio every Monday after Monday for, you know, 15 plus episodes. How do you rate this season overall? What do you think of this?
Like on a scale?
Yes, of 1 to 10 or, you know, comparing it to other seasons.
I mean, this is only the second season of Basketball Wives LA. I definitely think it was a little more interesting this year with the addition of the new girls. I thought, you know, they tried to give certain girls a little more shine, which is why they brought Bambi on so Malaysia could get a little more involved. She's still really boring, but she's there. But it was, you know, it's definitely entertaining. It's a weird group, you know what I mean? You always, with the reality shows and then any spinoff, like, you're so invested in the initial characters, which is, like, the Evelyn, the Shawnee. That's why people do like Gloria, because she was part of that original cast. And then, you know, you get these spinoffs, and you see if it works, and you see if it doesn't, and some of the ladies don't come back, and I don't know. It's just very interesting to me that this is a show about basketball wives and you don't ever see the husbands. I mean, we see Doug once in a while, but like we all know Doug is either crazy or just like on a different planet if he's, you know, married and dealing with Jackie for 17 plus years. That's all I could say.
Lauren, what were your thoughts?
And if he lets her give away his money.
I know. Right?
What was that about?
That was interesting. She's going to have to be on that show soon.
True.
If Faj keeps giving away his money. But I give it like a 7, I think, out of 10. It had its good parts. And I love that we got the girls in here. We had Gloria here. Yeah. We had Jackie in here. We had Bambi. That really, you know, at least for our AfterBuzz show, I think it made the season fans, just so much better. So because
definitely
of that.
Helps they're in LA.
Definitely helps they're in LA. So yeah, I give them about a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. This season, I would say a 6.
Shut your mouth.
Oh.
I would say a and six, I feel like, I don't know if I'm, you know, initially with the Miami season, I was so, you know, intrigued. Ooh, we're going to get to see the lives of basketball wives. And I have told you guys before, I dated a basketball player overseas. And I just feel like, you know, that's not, they're not really, like you were saying, they're not showing their interactions with these basketball men. You know, we're only seeing what they want us to see. And as much as, you know, I thought it was great for Gloria not to show her eloping and, you know, she didn't want to damage her relationship, I feel like that's not what I'm watching for. And I'm growing out of it. I feel like it's getting old, like the same thing, the same fights, the same dinners and team meetings and dressing up and bashing each other. It's just like
lunches,
you know, last season there was a petition saying they wanted to see less violence, more positivity. And I feel like there really isn't that much more positivity. There is some less violence, you know, instead of seeing the whole fight, we see parts of the fight. We see the beginning of the fight and then straight mm-hmm. to the end with hair messed up and you don't know what really went down, but you know there was a fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm kind of
Pacquiao.
I don't know rest how in peace. Next season
he was playing. We just went somewhere.
We went south. Sorry. We went somewhere.
Pacquiao ain't got no wife. He ain't got no career now.
That's
either.
What they need to do boxing wives.
That would be a rough one.
That would be.
Okay. You know, but the thing that's so funny about Basketball Wives is too. It's like we have this show where it's called Basketball Wives, and we don't see about the relationships with the men. But then you have, like, shows like Lala gets her own reality show, and Keisha Cole and her husband have their own reality show. Like, why don't you get real basketball wives that want to, you know, show that side of their yeah, relationship and put them together? I mean, but even Lala's show, you know,
they're not
Melo's not dramatic. On there. And
no, not really.
Melo's not That's on fine. There, and they all talk about getting this platform, you know, because they want to be known as more than basketball wives. But, like, the only reason you have this platform is because you are a basketball wife. So, let's not get it twisted.
I just feel like don't do a reality show if you're not going to show your reality. Like,
but you
Gloria
have to remember
saying,
it's not just them. There's so many people involved in the process of creating a show. Like, we can't just give them all of this power.
Well,
they don't have the power
like that. Basketball wives as an entity. You
know? But no, yeah. Gloria said that her and Matt decided they weren't going to show their relationship this year. So,
and she knew that probably was going to result
exactly,
to the
but
end
that
of
wasn't,
her show.
That wasn't why the producer, you know, that's why the producers are not having her come back.
Right.
Because they're at a point, too, where it's like, you're not going to come on a show that's about basketball wives and tell us we can't talk about your man
right,
or this, that, and other. It's the same reason Royce got let go mm-hmm. from Basketball Wives Miami is because she can't talk about her baby daddy who she's mm-hmm. suing, you know, like... It's the same reason Laura can't talk about Gilbert because they had, like, some messy stuff going on and now she can't talk about it,
stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it just, and it's funny because it's not like this information isn't out there. It's on all the blogs. Like, it's on the internet. You can find out all of this stuff. So
right.
why not acknowledge it in a platform that you have some
control
over,
yeah.
you know?
Agreed.
That's where I think they're a little, I don't want to say stupid, but not wise because... If you really think
use
about
it,
use it to your advantage. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, what do you think, Jen?
You guys summed it all up.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, you guys already touched based on everything. I would probably say a 6.5.
Fat for the half point.
Just, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'll... I want to tune in to see who's on... But I am also falling off. I don't know.
You guys out there watching, listening, you know, let us know what you thought of the season. Are you going to be looking forward to next season? You know, will you be returning to watch? We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments.
And with that said, I mean, we have one more episode left for Basketball Wives LA, which is part 2 of the reunion. But then I think in March, the original Basketball Wives are back with season 5, which is rumored to be the last 2. And, you know,
audience.
I don't know if I could go through this again. I'm just so emotionally attached.
It'll be interesting to see this year, you know, especially since a few of the ladies are gone from the original cast. And I don't know if they've brought some new people in or what exactly is going on. But, you know, Evelyn is, of course, going to have to open up and address what happened with her and Chad and all that nonsense.
That, I'll watch that.
Yeah, speaking of, let's get right into news and gossip.
What was that? That was like an extra sound.
Bomb.
Love it.
So, you know, speaking of the Miami cast of Basketball Wives, I don't know if you ladies saw it, but Ocho Cinco last week went on ESPN's First Take, and he basically finally opened up and admitted that he was cheating on her. And
was he really?
That he lost.
Oh my goodness.
The whole situation was his fault, and he lost everything because of an affair that wasn't important. So,
his first week of marriage.
I don't think it helped his reputation, but at least he owned up to it, which is nice. Not everybody owns up to their hoeness. Just saying.
True.
And then also, you know, the ladies seem to be playing nice on the reunion, but Bambi did a radio interview this weekend, and she went in on a lot of the cast members. She basically said that Drea isn't a real model because she's never had to audition or go out for anything, that she's really only famous because she was fucking Chris Brown, and you know,
oh snap,
Chris Brown got her in all these different videos and magazines because she was dating him and not really because she was a model. You know, she was kind of a stripper that got put on by dating someone famous. She also talked about Bambi. She said that she talked about Malaysia, said Malaysia's fake, said Malaysia's the fakest. And then she also talked about Bambi, saying her and Bambi never really had any issues, that it was just something that Bambi made up in her head. So, I don't know. There's still a lot of smack talk going on. And also, Evelyn is...
Oh, hey, that's us!
Oh! Evelyn is getting ready to unveil her PETA campaign tomorrow at her birthday party.
Yeah.
So... She turned 37 today, and tomorrow's her big birthday party at Supper Club.
She looks good for 37.
She's going to reveal her PETA campaign. And then I know you guys have some news and gossip as well.
Yeah, you know, we love the positivity. And over the, like I was saying earlier, we spent some time with Gloria over the past week. As you can see here, Spicy and Fallon and I, we went to a toy drive that was sponsored by Gloria and Laura and some other basketball wives. I think Janelle Pargo.
Malaysia's husband.
Him and who else?
There was a lot of other people.
Oh my gosh, there were a lot of awesome basketball wives there. But it was for the Good Shepherd Center, which is a women's center, and it was at the Crocker Club in downtown LA. And so we had some good times with Laura was there. Malaysia wasn't there when we were there. But there were quite a few other basketball wives that were there that aren't on the show. And then also Gloria received a Mirror Mirror Award over the weekend, which is basically an award that acknowledges women who are successful or doing something positive in the community, including Nicole Bitchy as well, who we work for. And Rolling Out Magazine is the company that put the award show on, and that's my former employee. So shout out to Rolling Out Magazine for doing something positive and including one of our basketball wives in it. So that's the news that I have today.
Yeah, I think that sums it up for news and gossip this week. Hopefully, I'm sure we'll have some more stories about the ladies next week after part two of the reunion.
We got to dress up for that.
You guys got to do it. I'll be up here.
Any predictions for what's going to go down next week?
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's Fallon's favorite part.
I predict there's going to be rumble on the stage. Somebody's going to get an elbow.
Or maybe John pulled. Sally.
Can exactly. We see an elbow?
I don't have too much predictions. I feel like we kind of seen everything, you know, unravel, and I feel like this is at its peak. I don't think, you know, in the Miami reunion, we seen some people make up, and it was more dramatic. This one, they're still beefing over the same thing. They're over it.
I wonder, I mean, my prediction, and I could be wrong, I think maybe Jackie's daughter will stop by next week and maybe try and give a little insight into her situation with Laura and her own situation with her mom.
That's a good prediction.
But we'll see. I mean, you never know.
Laura and Jackie.
Yeah, I just...
Clear the air once and for all.
I don't understand how the daughter got brought all into this. I know Laura went to her, but I just... And I don't... You know what else I don't understand? When Jackie was here, she said that everybody was going to turn against Laura. Yeah, everybody was crying, but I thought, like, everybody was going to hate Laura. I don't think anybody hates her, so...
They all disagreed with her actions, but, no one, like, turned on her.
And my last prediction is going to be that there are going to be so many more dramatic... From the audience.
That was me the whole time.
Okay, we had to be hired actors.
Hold on, wait. We gotta do it all at the same time like they did. Okay, so I'll say something and you guys just gotta... Okay, ready? And bam, he's really a man.
I would believe that after seeing her on this episode, too.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Where can we find you guys?
Oh,
yeah, cool. Yeah, I didn't even do that.
We forgot to plug ourselves.
I was just so excited.
Yeah, we had the dramatic gasp. You can find me at Rebecca Prince TV. And then if you want some music and sports news, check out Stereo Toot and Captain Wag.
Ooh, I'm following Captain Wag on Instagram.
At Miss J Style on Twitter. Jesenia Velasquez on Facebook. Sexy Fit at Sexy Fit LA. On Twitter and Sexy Fit on Facebook.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes.
And you can hug my Instagram, Lauren's Love, and kiss my Twitter, Lauren's Love. Love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Comment, tweet, whatever you got to do.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.